what is today our current vision for the company, which is to be this fully integrated commercialization partner for the life sciences industry.
That was Scott Dulitz, CEO of Mercalis, and today's guest on Mercalis in Motion. News and information on the biopharmaceutical life science industry and the role that Mercalis plays in it. Here's your host, Landy Townsend.
Welcome to the November episode of Mercalis in Motion, the official podcast series brought to you by Mercalis. Mercalis is an integrated life sciences commercialization partner that provides comprehensive solutions that span the entire healthcare value chain. The company partners closely with its clients to deliver an end-to-end spectrum of commercial capabilities that work together seamlessly and flexibly. Backed by proven industry expertise and results-driven technology, Mercalis provides the data and strategic insights, patient support services, and healthcare provider engagement tools to help life science companies successfully commercialize new products. Above all, Mercalis helps navigate the complex life sciences marketplace to accelerate value and enhance patient lives. Founded in 2000, Mercalis provides commercialization solutions to more than 500 life sciences customers and has provided access and affordability support to millions of patients. The company is headquartered in Morrisville, North Carolina. For more information about Mercalis, please visit mercalis.com. I am Landy Townsend, the Vice President of Marketing Communications here at Mercalis. And today, as usual, I'm joined by somebody familiar to listeners of this podcast, Mr. Eric Manning, Mercalis' Creative Director. Eric, how are things?
Things are better than they were a month ago. Full disclosure, my mother fell and broke her hip, but she has made a full recovery and is back to being independent and getting around just fine.
It's fantastic. How old is your mother?
She'll be 90.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's a testament to the modern technology. You remember, you know, when you'd break a bone years ago, certainly when we were kids, they would immobilize it, put it in a cast, and you wouldn't walk on it or use them. You would use crutches. But they had her up and walking the next day after surgery. So
that blows my mind.
It does.
I've heard that about joint replacements before, but you know, it's completely changed over the past X number of years where they're doing that. That's amazing. Well, I'm glad to hear your mom's doing well.
Doing very well.
Fantastic. So we are recording this episode the week before Thanksgiving. So next week, a lot of people are getting on the road. A lot of people are going to be around friends and family members. Big travel days coming ahead of us. Eric, what about your family? Any longstanding Thanksgiving traditions? What would the Manning clan do next week?
Typically on the night before Thanksgiving, we break my uncle out of jail. And then we celebrate with him, and then of course we call the cops saying that he escaped.
Okay.
It's like we reenact the escape scene from Raising Arizona.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
I know. I'm trying to keep it lighthearted before the holidays.
I never know what you're going to say. Raising Arizona, very underrated movie.
Oh yeah,
good one, classic.
If you haven't seen it, you need to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's been a while since we have had an episode, going back to the launch of Mercalis, the rebrand that actually, you know, we press released that on September the 20th. And we have been extremely busy since then. And our guest has been extremely busy. But since we have him here and he's waiting in the wings, why don't we get right to it? We'd love to get started on this conversation and introduce Mercalis to our listeners. So let's do that. We are joined today by Mercalis CEO Scott Dulitz. Scott was no stranger to the old Trial Card Talk podcast and joined us on several episodes of that podcast over the past couple of years. We wanted to have Scott on the show to talk about all things Mercalis, what led to TrialCard becoming Mercalis, and what lies ahead for the company. Scott, first of all, how are you? I know your travel schedule has been pretty brutal of late. It's good to see you.
Yeah, doing well, Landy, and excited for a little bit of R&R coming up here over the holidays. But also happy to be back in the studio with you and Eric with our new Mercalis in Motion. How about that, Mercalis in Motion podcast?
Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? We have had such, as I mentioned, the past couple of months have been so busy with launching, rebranding as Mercalis and everything that goes along with it. We're really happy to really have the time today to talk to you about some of these recent developments. I think it'll be great for our listening audience to kind of hear from the CEO a lot of details about our recent change. So first of all, Scott, I'll start it off by just kind of asking the first question here. What prompted TrialCard's recent rebrand to Mercalis?
Well, that's a really good first question to get things started, Landy. If I reflect back a few years, maybe take us back to 2014, which was about a year before I actually joined at the time the TrialCard organization. The company had embarked on a pretty deliberate strategy to diversify beyond, really a market-leading patient affordability business into what I'm just going to generally refer to as broader patient support services. Really, at that time, the focus was expanding into hub services. Fast forward from really 2014 to 2017, and I would say the company really had successfully sort of executed on that strategy. We had established ourselves as a market-leading patient support services provider. And that's really about the time, Landy, when we started to formulate what is today our current vision for the company, which is to be this fully integrated commercialization partner for the life sciences industry. And, I would say the better part of the last 6 years, we've continued to execute on that vision through really a combination of both robust organic growth within, primarily our patient support services part of our business, but also I would say very purposeful inorganic expansion, which, I think has completely transformed our business. And, that was really sort of the catalyst to rethink our legacy branding. Patient support services, which, are always really going to be sort of the heritage of our company, they've increasingly become the foundation upon which many life science companies build their commercialization strategy. And, given that, we are a market leader in patient support services, it was really very logical for us to expand into other areas of commercialization, such as payer and market access data, healthcare provider engagement, and commercialization strategy and insights. The other thing that I would sort of add here is we expanded our technology capabilities and expertise into these new areas through acquisitions of companies such as Policy Reporter, Triangle Insights Group, and Archer Healthcare. It was apparent that, right now in 2023, it was the perfect time for a new name that really better reflected the organization that we'd become. And, the TrialCard brand, it certainly served us well for our first 23 years of existence, but we're very excited now to be going to market as Mercalis, a fully integrated commercialization partner to the life sciences industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, we've been growing into Mercalis for many years, and it's great that we finally made the change and have relaunched as this brand new brand that truly reflects what we do. Scott, I know we're always looking at market conditions and the competition and the needs of our clients, but so what current market conditions were important considerations in that process that you just mentioned?
Yeah, another really good question, Landy. As I look out at the life sciences sort of industry, I would maybe sort of start with, emerging biopharma companies. There's a plethora of emerging biopharma companies looking to bring their first product to market. There are always a lot of mid to large size pharmaceutical companies that are also looking to enter into new therapeutic areas. But I think, you know, even just in those two specific areas, it's become abundantly clear that there is a very strong demand for partners that can offer a fully integrated suite of commercialization services to really support those efforts to bring new products to market. You know, as I mentioned earlier, patient centricity has now become a central theme for life sciences commercialization. And, you know, the Mercalis heritage in being a market-leading patient support services company really laid that foundation for building, you know, what is now a robust end-to-end commercialization platform. You know, life sciences investment dollars and resources, you know, they continue to flow into rare and orphan disease states, emerging technologies like cell and gene therapy, as well as just complex therapeutic areas such as immunology and oncology. And I think, you know, having the capabilities to, you know, partner with companies early on around things like product planning strategy and insights then that kind of flow through the product launch and ultimately into inline execution, that's really been central to our vision for building out, you know, what is now the Mercalis commercialization platform. Our clients, you know, they have an insatiable appetite for market access data and insights, which, you know, has been a key driver for our acquisition strategy over the past several years. And, you know, that acquisition strategy has ultimately like resulted in an expanded set of capabilities in those areas for our company. I would say all those macro marketplace themes, Landy, have played a major role in the transformation of our business into the new Mercalis brand.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see how this company has transformed itself since the three of us joined several years ago. Amazing growth over the past few years, for sure. So here's a great question that I'm sure that you've only answered about 200 times since September 20th. But how did you arrive at the name of Mercalis? And along those lines, tell us a little bit about the design of the new brand identity, logo, and visual standards that went along with the rebrand.
So Mercalis, and it is Mercalis, not Mercalis, which I've heard a few folks pronounce it. But Mercalis is a Latin term. It's a Latin term that is closely related to, in quotes, like for commerce or commercial. It's also, I would say, sort of shorthand for the phrase commercialized life sciences, which really is a nod to the role that our company plays in partnering with our life science customers. Our goal is to not only complement our customers' expertise with the ability to navigate the marketplace, but also to drive business results and ultimately enhance patient lives. In terms of, you know, what guided sort of the design of our new brand identity, logo, and visual standards, you know, we needed to look the part of a company with really deep industry expertise, technical capabilities, and a partnership mindset. The, you know, the new visual design, the color palette, the font, imagery, really reflect sort of a smart, dynamic, and personal style, just a more modern sort of look and feel. The new logo with its notched platform icon that you can see if you go out to Mercalis.com, it really symbolizes the nuance of this approach that we're taking to navigating complexity and accelerating value. You know, the integrated platform with a spectrum really of capabilities, Landy, to support companies, you know, end to end. You know, that's really what we were looking to achieve with really this new brand identity that we're bringing to the market.
Yeah, we're really excited about how things turned out and just going through that process, and really all the work that we've done over the past really year plus has really paid off in the look and feel of the new brand. And you mentioned it a minute ago, but if, you know, if somebody listening has not gone to Mercalis.com, please, you know, travel on over to that website and check out the new look and feel of Mercalis. But we're very, very proud of that at this point. Scott, you mentioned this earlier, the new tagline, navigate complexity, accelerate value. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Sure. If I think, you know, if there's one thing that we can all agree on with respect to the healthcare marketplace, it's that it is highly complex. You know, from wrestling with early stage decisions around, you know, investing in different disease states and technologies to understanding the evolving healthcare provider landscape and the new digitally savvy patient to crafting pricing and payer engagement strategies. Having a partner like Mercalis that can help navigate all this complexity, it's really become a necessity. The healthcare marketplace, though, Landy, is not only complex, but you know, all the key stakeholders, such as patient advocacy groups, healthcare professionals, payers, and investors, they're all looking to accelerate value associated with life science customers' products. And that's, again, I think where Mercalis comes into play. You know, we partner with our life science clients to navigate all that complexity that I've described, which ultimately accelerates, you know, the value that their products can bring to the marketplace. You know, I love our new tagline. I think it succinctly captures what we do as a business day in and day out to support our clients.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the new tagline is reflective of the new company we've become, not just certain segments of the company. So that's, I think that's a really important thing as well. Now Mercalis's focus is B2B, right? Nobody would dispute that in as we service life science companies, but our purpose and our mission is really to enhance patient lives. And that sounds more consumer focused. So explain a little bit about that, Scott.
Yeah, really good question. Again, you know, as I hearken back on the trial card legacy, the Mercalis team, you know, we have that rich 23-year history of really enhancing the lives of patients through the services that we ultimately provide to our life science customers. And this aligns, you know, again, I think perfectly with the goals and objectives of what our life science clients are looking to achieve with their products. You know, we have a very compassionate staff at Mercalis that are very mission oriented, you know, from the frontline hub agents who work directly with patients to secure access to healthcare products, to our engineers, our technical team members who architect and develop solutions that empower the services that we provide, to, you know, Triangle Insights and Policy Reporter consultants who ultimately help with crafting strategies to bring, you know, our clients' products to market. The end goal of all of our associates is ultimately to enhance the lives of the patients that we serve.
Yeah. Absolutely. Great, great answer. Scott, one of the things that you've said since we've been talking today and something that we hear all the time is really the importance of integration, having an integrated service offering. How do you think about integrated commercialization?
I think it starts up front, Landy, with being very thoughtful about how you ultimately, you know, build out a platform like Mercalis. You know, it's ensuring that, you know, the different capabilities seamlessly integrate and ultimately complement each other. As an example, I could give, like, our data and insight segment. Typically, they'll get involved with clients in the pre-launch phase to do projects like conducting healthcare provider research, market research, to, you know, facilitating patient journey mapping exercises, even building payer landscape reports, which are ultimately going to inform the design of our clients' patient support services. And then, you know, cross-functional teams, you know, within our organization, they'll create playbooks and you know, establish handoffs where these deliverables are ultimately then embedded within the design and implementation teams that are going to build out new programs, patient engagement programs, patient support programs that are going to ultimately, you know, kind of support inline marketing of products in the marketplace. I would say, you know, in addition to that, our digital and technology offerings, they've again been purpose built really from the ground up to work across our various service lines, to create that connective tissue, I would say, that is going to drive the deep integration that we're referencing here. You know, our investment in an enterprise Salesforce CRM technology, it's put our business on one common platform, which makes it easier to extract commercialization data and insights for the clients that we serve. And then, you know, the last thing I would sort of say is, you know, if you look out to the marketplace, I think there's far too many commercialization platforms out there that really are just simply roll-ups of a lot of independently run companies that have little to no integration. And, you know, Mercalis, we've been very intentional since day one to ensure that our offerings flawlessly, you know, converge into a very robust set of integrated solutions that, you know, and I'll kind of give it another nod to our tagline that ultimately help navigate complexity and accelerate value for our clients.
Yeah, great. Great. Another, you know, along those lines, this is sort of the two-part question, the second part of the first question. Along with integrated, Scott, one other term that we use to describe our services is end-to-end. I think it's really important for us maybe to discuss how we define that and why that's important to our customers in the marketplace.
The life sciences commercialization value chain, Landy, now really spans the entire spectrum of the product development lifecycle. You know, at Mercalis, we believe it's critical to have end-to-end solutions that support our clients at really any phase of that journey. It's becoming increasingly important to address commercialization considerations in much earlier stage clinical trial design. And that's where our strategy consulting team, they have a lot of expertise, you know, to help our clients think through the ultimate implications of decisions that are made in those much earlier stages. You know, as products get closer to launch, our teams can, you know, they can help with things like pricing and market access strategy, payer policy modeling, healthcare provider segmentation and targeting strategies. Again, all things that are crucial to the success of brands that are coming to market. And then, you know, once products have been approved, you know, the digitally enabled patient access and affordability and healthcare provider engagement services that we offer, they ensure brands realize the full potential by supporting as many appropriate patients as possible in market. Our definition of end-to-end, Landy, services is really being that strategic partner that can add value at any phase of the commercialization lifecycle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Scott, as we've talked about internally, you know, we had a lot of existing brand names, a lot of things that had been created over the years that, you know, we really decided to change as we transitioned to Mercalis. So let's talk about some of those old brand names and existing brand names and maybe what the status of those is. Triangle Insights, Policy Reporter, Engage HCP, and even Trial Card itself.
I've had a lot of questions on this very topic, Landy. You know, the Mercalis brand and, you know, is ultimately replacing the Trial Card brand as the umbrella under which all of our current services and product names or future ones will now fit. We want companies to view us as that single source partner to minimize any fragmentation that may have just been left over, you know, to the, I think part of the point you're highlighting with maybe some of the legacy brands that we've had. That being said, the Triangle Insights group will continue to function as part of the Mercalis master brand, while our Policy Reporter brand will continue to be a subscription product that's marketed as part of the Mercalis business. You know, there was another legacy brand as well that we went to market with that we refer to as our Engage HCP offering. And moving forward, that's going to simply be described as the Mercalis Healthcare Provider Engagement Services. So hopefully it's pretty straightforward for folks, you know, that come to our website that are trying to understand, you know, the everything that we as Mercalis offer to the marketplace.
Absolutely. For those website visitors, it should be easier than ever to find exactly what you're looking for, because it's, like you said, it's described in plain terms that, that people are familiar with, people that, that people are searching for. Scott, we're just about out of time, so I wanted to kind of finish with a kind of a broad question and just ask you to let us know what's on your mind. But with this new brand name and brand in place, what's next for Mercalis? What do you see as the next thing down the road?
I had mentioned our vision earlier in our discussion, Landy, which is, you know, being really a fully integrated commercialization partner to the life sciences industry. You know, we really plan, I would say, moving forward to continue to execute on that vision and doing that by, you know, deepening the connections that we've already built between our various service lines. And that's going to be through a combination of, you know, additional investments in both technology as well as industry talent. You know, we're going to look to enhance our current offerings while remaining committed to inorganic growth, M&A, you know, acquisitions of complementary companies that will just continue to expand and strengthen our commercialization capabilities. And, you know, a few of the areas I would say that we've been focused on would be areas such as, you know, deeper data and analytics capabilities, digital healthcare provider engagement capabilities, and strategic market access insights. Those are just a few of many areas I would say that we're sort of looking at in terms of expanding, you know, our commercialization offerings. There's just so much opportunity, Landy, in the life sciences commercialization marketplace, and the Mercalis team is just extremely excited about all the possibilities that that represents in the future for our business.
Perfect way to wrap up the episode, Scott. Thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome, Landy, and thanks for inviting me back into the studio with you and Eric.
Absolutely. Please come back. That'll just about do it for this episode of Mercalis in Motion. Again, I wanted to thank our friend and colleague, Scott Dulitz, for taking time out of his busy schedule to join us. And if our listeners wanted to learn a little bit more about Mercalis, we have that brand new website that we'd love for you to visit at mercalis.com. That's mercalis.com. And if you have any questions about the services that Mercalis provides and would like to speak with someone, you can reach out to us at sales@mercalis.com. And if you heard something today that piques your curiosity and you want to hear more, please check out our entire library of episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, rate, and review us. Until then, stay safe and be well, and we will see you next time. The Mercalis in Motion podcast is a production of Mercalis Inc. It is edited and produced by Mercalis Creative Director Eric Manning. Mercalis in Motion and its contents are the property of Mercalis Inc., Morrisville, North Carolina, USA.